Giant Radio, original podcast.
It was the beginning of everything. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, yes, even the earth. The oceans, life in the oceans thrived, with little fish to gigantic sharks, and gradually the water receded and pushed the land up, where the animals from the ocean could explore and find new homes. The land welcomed its new dwellers, like the wild boar. And there were beasts that could walk on two legs. Angry and fierce were the beasts, but over the years, learned to love and to be kind. But there were some who still continued their beastly ways. Wait, do you think the story of the beginning sounds familiar? Of course. If you have ever heard of Dashavatara, the 10 forms of Lord Vishnu on earth, this is exactly the story. You know, Lord Vishnu, the Almighty God, declared,
"Whenever life on earth gets beastly, sinful and evil, I will appear to save the earth from these destructive ways and show the loving, kind and righteous ways of living." Well, he said that. But has he ever come? Of course he did. Every time he came down to save the world, we called it an avatara, meaning coming down. It sure does sound like avatar, isn't it?
Maybe they just took the word from here.
Every time he came down, he had a new form, a new avatar. The first avatara was Matsya, the fish, to save people from the great flood. Then he came down as Kurma, the tortoise, to help in the great churning of the ocean. Then as Varaha, the wild boar, and saved Mother Earth from the clutches of a demon. He appeared in his fiercest form of half lion and half man, Narasimha, to answer the loving call of a courageous boy, Prahlada, and prove to his father that he exists everywhere and in everything in the universe. Then came a handsome and intelligent little boy, Vamana, to show the world that vanity will always be suppressed. When the kings turned sinful, forgot their duties and were hostile, proud and reckless, he had to come again, this time as an angry young man who was serene, intelligent and patient. Ooh, wait, angry young man and serene? Doesn't that sound like opposites? Yes, it does. Because he was that. He was highly intelligent, serene, patient and also angry. Strong in warfare and had great valor. It had to be so because he was born to destroy the sinful kings who thought they were invincible. Well, did I tell you his name? Or have you already guessed it? You want a clue? It's the 6th avatara of Lord Vishnu, right? It is Parashurama. He was not named Parashurama. He got his name after he got the Parashu, the axe from Lord Shiva, for the severe penance he did. He was only named Rama. No, not the Rama from Ayodhya. This Rama was the son of sage Jamadagni. This sage Jamadagni had a divine cow called Kamadhenu, an arrogant king called Kartavirya Sahasrarjuna. My God. Can you even pronounce that? Why could they have simpler names back then? Like Rahul नाम तो सुना होगा. सो दिस कार्तवीर्य सहस्रार्जुन saw the cow and wanted for himself. He forcibly took away the cow. When Parashurama got to know of this, in a rage, he went and destroyed the king and got the cow back. The king's son sought revenge for his father's death and came and killed Jamadagni, Parashurama's father. Now, there are no prizes for guessing what our angry young man would do next. Yes, he did just that. He took a vow that he would destroy all the selfish, proud and reckless kings who have forgotten their duties. This was the purpose of his life, and he did that with complete devotion. He did not fight all the kings or warriors, but only the evil ones who were swollen with pride. Parashurama was also the guru of Bhishma, Dronacharya, yes, the teacher of Pandavas and Kauravas. Do you know them? If not, maybe next time. And also of Karna, the Kauravas' friend. Parashurama even met Rama from Ayodhya, the seventh avatar of Vishnu, after he broke the bow of Shiva before marrying Sita. Wow, Rama meets Rama. Vishnu meets Vishnu. Wonder how that's possible. Yes, that's possible. After meeting Rama, Parashurama realized that his duty of cleaning up the earth of the sinful kings was over, because the other Rama had come to show the world how a king should be. Now, it was time for our Rama to take rest. All the while, he was just going on a chopping spree. But where would he go? He gave away all his land, property, money, wealth, everything he had to another friend called Sage Kashyapa. And where would he go now? How can he live on the land that has been gifted to someone else? Like, you can't take back a gift you've given to a friend, isn't it? Tough life. But not for our hero. He just had to shoot an arrow to the ocean and tell the ocean, "Hey, Sarak!" Of course, who can disobey our angry young man? The ocean receded, went back, and a new land came up. You know which land it is? It is Konkan, as it is called now. Konakana means corner piece of earth. Do you know where it is? The entire west coast of India. Maharashtra, Karnataka and Kerala. Yeah. Goa, Gomantak, as it was called then. This entire stretch is called Parashurama Kshetra. See, it's not just Dubai that has reclaimed the land from sea and built a beautiful city over it. Our man did it long, long ago, and nobody knows how long ago. Awesome, isn't it? Now, let us leave him there. No one likes to be disturbed when you're in Goa. It is also said that Parashurama still lives on Mahendragiri Mountains. Some people also say that he threw his axe into the ocean. There are many different versions to his story. It's bound to be so for someone who came so long ago. That leaves us with seven avatars of Lord Vishnu. There are three more, and I'm not going to tell you about them because I know you will go around and find the last three. Good luck, and we shall be back with another interesting story soon. Take care and have a great time.